99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Apartment buildings near Tel Aviv destroyed. A hospital hit in southern Israel as Iran hit civilian targets this morning, wounding 40. Israel attacked an inactive Iranian nuclear reactor, still hoping for the U.S. bunker buster bomb to penetrate the main nuclear facility. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
In the White House Situation Room, sources say Trump was briefed on military operations for striking Iran, including a plan to destroy Iran's Fordo nuclear facility deep inside a mountain using a weapon only the U.S. has.
Iran is sending its foreign minister to meet with the European counterparts tomorrow in Geneva. In Israel's other war, the Gaza Health Ministry says 12 people have been killed this morning trying to reach aid distribution sites. Mud and rock slides have rendered I-40 impassable through the Great Smoky Mountains. Hurricane warning for Acapulco, Eric, now a Category 4. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. At the Capitol, Republicans propose an $87 million cut to the universities of Wisconsin. That's a far cry from the UW system's requested $856 million budget increase. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the cut is about getting some kind of reforms to the broken process we currently have. Amid increased security at the Wisconsin Capitol, both chambers of the Wisconsin legislature held moments of silence Wednesday for the victims of last weekend's political violence in Minnesota. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue said political violence is never the answer. And the Department of Natural Resources is encouraging you to help out pollinators year-round with a few simple lawn care habits. You can help them by planting native plants and trees, adding host plants for butterfly larvae, and maintaining a yard free from pesticides and herbicides. There's more tips on the DNR's website. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Your Juneteenth will be sunny and warm with highs in the mid-80s. An isolated shower or thunderstorm possible tonight, otherwise partly cloudy with a low of 64. A spotty shower or storm possible again on Friday, warm again with highs in the mid-80s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Current temperature, 61 degrees.
Maximum hits.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. Here is Poison. Nothing but a good time on Max FM.
Time.
Sophia. I'll raise a toast to all of us who are breaking our backs every day. If only a good life is such a crime.
Connected to our community like no one else.
We are your hometown station.
99.7 Max FM.
Oh, are unbelievable.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. 7:10 on Thursday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. We will take a quick look at our weather forecast today. Sunny, a high of 83. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 65. On Friday, we have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high of 82. Looking at the weekend, it's going to be hot. Saturday, sunny and hot, a high of 93. Sunday, sunny and hot with a high of 94. This continues into Monday as well. I know that there's heat advisories to the west of us. I would not be surprised if we see heat advisories extended into the Max FM listening area later today. Currently 61 degrees outside the Max FM studios. Emily, how are you doing today?
I'm very good, Dave. How are you doing this morning? I know there's a lot going on with everything, a lot going on in the Baraboo area. We're going to beat the heat, though. We're going to have a good time. There is the Baraboo Indoor Market tonight from 5 to 9 during the concerts on the square. There's going to be so much activity. So it is a nice, cool place to relax if you need to use the restroom, get some water, and also, of course, support small business with the indoor night market. So we're very excited about that. We were getting set up for that yesterday. That's, of course, in the Weichert Great Day building that houses so much awesomeness, including Dave Grant.
Yes, we're so
99.7 Max FM Civic Media and the morning show. So many things.
Yes, so many things. Corner of 3rd and Oak. And as a reminder, speaking of 3rd and Oak, Oak Street will be closed at 4 p.m. until 9 p.m. tonight for the concerts on the square and the festivities related to that. So between 3rd Street and Avenue and 4th Street and Avenue, Oak will be closed in the 500 block starting at 4 p.m. till 9 p.m. Mad City Funk will be at concerts on the square. So yeah, we will. I will give a quick update to everything that's going on. I promised our listeners that we would do that as we know things. And I did receive word yesterday that I will be heading in to have another surgical procedure this morning. So as soon as I wrap up this morning, I will be heading in to have that done. And we are hoping that maybe round two will be more successful than round one. We don't know, obviously. It's a lot of unknowns with everything that's happened in the nature of what has happened, what led up to it, and so forth. So hopefully we'll know more news a little bit later today as to where things are at. But unfortunately, the first one did not work. We're hoping that the second one will be successful. And that means this morning I don't get to have any coffee, which I'm not used to. I love my morning caffeine. No breakfast, so I don't get to eat anything this morning. And so
that makes a person crabby.
Yeah, you know, and when you can't sleep, you know, that just adds to it. So you can't sleep, then you can't have caffeine. It's like, oh, no. So, yes, the struggle is real this morning.
The struggle is real.
It is. So, yes, I appreciate
it. Well, we are sending
thoughts.
All the love and healing vibes to you, Dave. You know, I can just feel the sizzling healing energy in the air all around the community. It's strong, it's live, and we're here for you, and you're going to be just fine because you're super, Dave. You're going to be just fine.
I appreciate that. It's I'm looking forward to hopefully getting past this and on to next steps after today. So, obviously, very nervous, a little worried. I'd be lying to say if I wasn't. And so, I appreciate our community, though. I mean, last night, my goodness, I was getting text messages and instant messages throughout the night. So, I appreciate that. That definitely makes this a little bit easier. Wendy and I have appreciated everyone with that. We know that with this next round that I'm going to be less mobile, so we're going to have to work through a few things related to that as well. So that is something that we're still working on, all the ins and outs of that as well. My plan is to be back here tomorrow morning from my home studio. I have it set up so it's ergonomically correct. Depending on how everything gets done today, that is my plan. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Wendy's on standby for that, obviously, because she can operate the home studio if needed as well. So it's, you know, I just appreciate everyone's thoughts. I'm not looking forward to it, but a necessary thing to say the least.
Absolutely. This is steps towards, you know, the mend, right? So this is the next step. Unfortunately, the first step, the mend did not take. The second step, I have good feelings it will, and you are strong and will persevere, and you have so much support. obviously a huge amounts of love in the home front with Wendy and Stout. They're definitely the dogs, boy. When people are down and out, the dogs, they sure know. They help. Like, they really do. Like, if you need space, you know, they give that to you. If you, you know, my mom is going through a broken ankle situation. She's got two dogs, and when she gets up and has to crutch around, the dogs give her this wide breadth to move through the room. I mean, they just know. It's really incredible. So he'll be there to help, and you've got such support. So you know what I have to say is we really appreciate the fact that you're on the morning show right now. Like, you are about to do some crazy stuff, and you're on the radio, which I know feels like home and feels like love and support, which is, you know what, I know that. I know it's like checking in with your best friend, right? So I know that that's part of the energy that you need to bring with you this morning. And so, but we do appreciate you. You're just still always working, even though it doesn't feel like work. Still, just saying.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, idle hands get me into trouble. I mean, we had this discussion a little bit yesterday with everything that was going on and just some of the planning going on to it as well. And so that was the other part of it was I want to do the morning show tomorrow, provided I'm up to it, and just give an update to everyone as to what's going on, because it's one of those things where if I can at least be sitting in the home studio, be comfortable, and, you know, I got to be doing something, because I know that
you do.
I'm going to be restricted for a while after that, and that's the part. So, you know, that part was struggling. I was also supposed to have a big interview with somebody today and getting some stuff prepared for that this afternoon, so we have to reschedule that. I'm going to have an exciting interview coming up, hopefully sometime next week. I'm not going to spill the beans on it too much, but it was something I was very excited about getting to do today, getting to meet somebody with this interview. And so we are working on rescheduling that. So hopefully we can get that in next week, because it's going to be fun. It's one of those songs that we all grew up listening to, and now they're releasing a new song next week. So we're one of two civic stations that'll be playing that in the state of Wisconsin is ultimately the goal next week. So we partnered up with our good friends in Ripon at one of our other sister stations to make this all happen. So Brad is one of our coworkers in Ripon, and so good guy. And so we're looking forward to that. But it's just, you know, it's just the uncertainty of going into it. You're nervous, right? And that's the big thing. But those pets, they're amazing. You got to see me briefly yesterday live in person, so that was kind of cool.
I know, it was
too.
So nice. We literally almost bumped into each other rounding the corner, and then my little dog, King, who thinks that Dave is his, like, loud and proud uncle, who's always got treats in his pocket, came rounding around the first floor lobby there of the Great Dave building. He knew he was there, but he couldn't see him yet, and he was heading the wrong direction, so he did, like, a full tailspin, full speed, all the way around through the lobby, and I was like, Dave, watch out, here he comes. Like, he was a big dog, I would have had to, like, put a stop to that, because I was like, Dave's already one-armed, I don't need the dog to, like, wipe it out because if he's so excited to see him. So it was really nice to almost bump into each other, and
it was.
We want to make sure to be careful around Super Dave, because we don't need to be having any more injuries. We're going to get this one fixed up, and we're going to be able to, you know, learn to slow down because of that. Not that it's anyone's fault, just saying it's good to, you know what I mean, take a pause.
I do.
And realize what's what, right?
Yeah, exactly. And like Tammy just messaged this morning, and it's a good weather to be able to safely sit outside and soak up some sun. And so, yes, thank you, Tammy. I appreciate that. That's a good point, because anyone that knows me knows that I don't slow down. That's the other part is it's just I don't. It's a very bad habit that I've had for a good part of my life. And so, yeah, slowing down is one of those things that's not natural to me. But I promise y'all, I'm going to slow down a little bit just because I want to heal. I don't want to do this again. That's the other part of it. And so I will be following doctor's orders very closely. I'll read all my paperwork afterwards, too, and just make sure I'm doing what I'm supposed to. Got a great support system, obviously, with Emily and all of our good friends here at Max FM, the neighbors. All of our neighbors have been amazing. One of them stopped over last night just to check in on us, too. So that was pretty cool, too. So I appreciate it. Thank you, everyone, for your well wishes and private messages, text messages. As a reminder, we'll be doing birthdays and anniversaries at 7:40. You can text those into us now, 608-355-9970, or text them via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Miles, tap on 99.7 Max FM. And those who have texted in the text line, thank you. Those messages mean a lot, too. I do have access to those today throughout the day as well. So that's the other cool part. Wendy will be with me because she works here. She has access to our text line as well. So thank you, everyone. It means a lot.
Oh, Dave, we love you so much. There's so much that's happening. And then when, you know, I'll just say we went through some breathing exercises this morning. So for everyone out there who's feeling a little sped up and is feeling a little inability to recenter themselves, I learned some breathing exercises in the last several years of my life to recenter one's self. I mean, let's all admit, in the last 5 to 6 years, we've all been through something that no one has ever thought we'd ever go through, this pandemic, right? And so there was new ways and new feelings to be having to deal with in your own, you know, your own emotions and your own mind. So looking into that, I learned some really cool breathing exercises. And, you know, when you're a little kid, I mean, I'm sure you heard a bunch, especially if you're a hyperactive little kid like myself, and I'm sure Dave, you know, we didn't know each other as little kids, but I'm pretty sure we would have been running the same routes. I heard a lot. Take a deep breath. Just take a deep breath, right? And like those things, you know, so I mean, the real thing is 3 deep breaths in a row, especially if you do, if you hold it in for 4. Breathe in for 4, hold it in for 4, and then exhale for 4 slowly and do that 3 times in a row. It literally has a chemical change within your body and your emotions. It's all connected. Your nervous system, your brain, your body, it's all connected in a big old triangle. And so doing those breaths like that, it takes, you know, maybe 20 seconds, maybe 30 seconds if you do it slowly. And it makes such a world of difference in your head and in your body. So I encourage you all to try getting all yogi on you. It's good stuff, though. It really does. And all of a sudden, you'll be like, oh, here I am. I'm sitting in this chair doing this thing. And your brain will be with you again rather than in the million other places that your brain can go. So, yes. You know, those things are good habits, if you will, to get into your kind of just living throughout the day, especially if you have something impending that's making you nervous or something that you're worried about. You know, worry happens, and it's definitely okay, but there is some simple ways to kind of relieve yourself of that, at least in the short term. So we wish you tons of luck, Dave. You're going to be great. You have so much internal strength. You don't have any idea, and that's why people are drawn to you, and you will be well.
Thank you. No, I appreciate that, and so we'll keep you in the loop. That's our promise to you. And again, thank you, everyone. That's a private message, text message. We appreciate you all. So, Emily, you're going to be back with us at 7:40. We're going to celebrate celebrity birthdays. And if anyone local text in, we'll get those in. And then we'll have Ben Brimley joining us at 7:45 to talk about why weekends are best.
Oh, he's going to have a lot to go through, too. So
yes,
he actually got some calendar details from me about the market, you know, making sure he's got everything straight. So he's got a lot to talk about. So we'll have to give him a nice little amount of time to go through everything. So we'll look forward to that.
Yeah, we'll make sure we go through celebrity birthdays quick so we can get all that in. A lot going on this weekend, as always. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Again, as a reminder, if you know someone that is celebrating a local birthday or anniversary, text those in to us now, 608-355-9970. You can also text in via the free Civic Media app. And you can also leave a voice memo if you'd really like to as well. We're waiting for someone to do that. That looks like kind of fun. Gonna have to try it out. Here is Lady Gaga on Max FM.
I wanna hold them like they do in Texas, please. Fold them, let them hit me, raise it, baby, stay with me.
I love it.
Love game, intuition, play the cards with spades to start.
And after he's been hooked, I'll play the one that's on his heart.
I wanna roll with him, a hot pair we will be. A little gambling is fun when you're with me.
Russian roulette is not the same without a gun.
And baby, when it's love, if it's not rough, it isn't fun.
Show him what I got.
Carried my, no, we
poker face. Poker face. Poker face. Chick in the casino, take your bank before I pay you out. I promise this, promises. Check this hand, cause I'm marvelous.
Can't read my, can't read my, no, we can't read my poker face.
She's got me like nobody.
I go la 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 la. She's got
90s and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. 7:31 on Thursday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. As a reminder, we will be celebrating birthdays and anniversaries right around 7:40. If you know someone that's celebrating a local birthday or anniversary, text those in now. 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. Coming up, we're going to look at sports and weather on Max FM.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back, going on now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Hi, it's Marianne at the Portage Chamber of Commerce. Road construction is here in downtown Portage, but don't let that stop you from visiting us. Just a quick detour is all it takes to reach our shops, our restaurants, and all the fun summer events coming up. Our businesses are open and excited to see you. So whether you're looking for a new shop to visit, maybe a new place to eat, or you just want to spend a day out, downtown Portage is ready to see you. So come see what's waiting for you this summer in downtown Portage.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
Baseball today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Cubs go at it today at the friendly confines of Wrigley Field in Chicago. Last night's game rained out and rescheduled for August 18th. NFL, former Packers defensive back Jaire Alexander signed a one-year deal yesterday with the Baltimore Ravens, reported worth $6 million, but a breakdown shows the deal is actually $4 million, with the rest based on incentives and how many games played. NBA, former Oshkosh North High alum Tyrese Halliburton and the Pacers host the Thunder tonight in Game 6 of the NBA Finals. The Thunder up 3-2 in that series, but Halliburton dealing with a strained right calf muscle.
Practice today, did what I could. I know coach just told you guys what the process will be for me to play, and we're just taking it from there.
Are you dealing with the strain?
Yeah.
That's the Indiana Pacers shooting guard Tyrese Halliburton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Your Juneteenth will be sunny and warm with highs in the mid-80s. An isolated shower or thunderstorm possible tonight, otherwise partly cloudy with a low of 64. A spotty shower or storm possible again on Friday, warm again with highs in the mid-80s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Current temperature, 61 degrees.
It's all fun and games
till somebody tells on us.
Maximum hits.
99.7.
Max FM.
Oh,
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Nemley. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. It is 7:39 on June 19th. If you know someone celebrating a local birthday or anniversary, text those in now, 608-355-9970, or you can text them in via the free Civic Media app. We will take a quick look at our weather forecast today. Sunny, a high of 83. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 65. Friday, shower and thunderstorm chances with a high of 82. Saturday, sunny and hot, a high of 93. Sunday, sunny and hot, a high of 94. Currently 65 degrees outside the Max FM studios. Emily, we're probably going to see a heat advisory with this one, I suspect.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I'm not a meteorologist, but anything above 90 to me needing a heat advisory, just because I find it to be incredibly uncomfortable and unsafe if you don't have water and things. But if you're throwing in humidity on that, I mean, that's just like in the wintertime, you know, when you throw in that wind chill, takes it to a real, what it feels like is this kind of thing. So, I mean, if you're throwing any humidity down with anything over 90, I mean, I don't know the parameters around a heat advisory, but my thought is that means you need to stay out of the sun, don't do like long-term physical activities outdoors, and if you're doing any of those things, have lots of water. So
water,
do those things anyways, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, Gatorade, yeah. So, all right, we are going to celebrate our celebrity birthdays. As a reminder, you still have an opportunity to text in local birthdays, and then we'll have Ben Bromley in momentarily. Paul Dano is 41, the Riddler in Batman. Macklemore is 42. He did Good Old Days with Keisha and Glorious with Skylar Grey. Zoe Saldana is 47. Gamorama in the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Gamora's so good. I love the Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm just saying, that's
Trash
a good one.
Up.
Next movie night, maybe we'll have to have that there at the building, Guardians of the Galaxy 1 and 2, because they're both very good. Dirk Nowitzki is 47.
Well, now I got to go check that out.
Oh, you know what? I haven't seen it. That's right. I got mixed reviews from my kids on that one, but, you know.
Okay.
The decision's still out because I haven't seen it.
Me neither. Maybe that'll be on my watch list this weekend.
Okay, do it. You know what? Do all three. There you go.
Yeah,
that's you know, 2, 4, 6, 7 hours of, actually those are long movies, maybe even 8 hours of time spent being fully entertained. And, you know, those kind of movies you kind of do just get to escape what's happening with you because they're so engaging and so funny that, like, you know, you're just in another place for a minute. It's great.
Yeah,
so,
maybe
that
I'll
is my assignment
buddy
to you.
PK over if he's because I know he had a few things going on too. So maybe him and I'll recoup together watching Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm sure our wives.
Oh my gosh,
that
sounds like so much fun.
Yeah.
See, things are fun.
I have to text
him,
so
things.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
It,
all right,
right
anyways,
now.
Back to celebrity
if you're
birthdays.
Listening, PJ, there's a date happening for you and Dave, Guardians of the Galaxy and recoup times. It's gonna happen. Besides, it's going to be so hot. Like, it'll be a great time to sit inside with air conditioning and watch movies. That sounds fantastic.
It does.
Dirk Nowitzki is 47. According to the notes here, one of the greatest NBA power forwards of all time. This is kind of cool. He's also the first European-born player to ever get the NBA's MVP award. So that's pretty cool. Ryan Hurst is 49. Opie Winston on Sons of Anarchy and Beta on The Walking Dead. Hugh Dancy is 50. Nolan Price on Law & Order. Will Graham on Hannibal. And Calvin Roberts on Hulu's The Path. I guess, but to our kids, it'll always be Prince Charmant in Ella Enchanted. Oh, yep. I remember that one. Got to see that a couple, 3, 4, 10 times as a young mom. Okay, Robin Tunney is 53. Teresa Lisbon on The Mentalist. Jean Dujardin is 53, French actor who won a Best Oscar for The Artist. There's a couple of other ones, Dave. You want to hit those up?
I'm going to go through a few of them because we got Ben waiting for us. We have Brian Head Welch, 55, Korn guitarist. Yes. Mia Sara, 58, Ferris's girlfriend, Sloan, and Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh,
Paula Abdul, 63, long before she was an American Idol judge, she made a name for herself with Forever Your Girl, Cold-Hearted, Straight Up, and Opposites Attract. And another big one, Mark DeBarge, 66, trumpet and sax player in DeBarge. Wow, there's so many good ones. Kathleen
There
Turner.
Are, yeah. Really quickly, this is a big one because this woman, I just love her. Such a great actress. Kathleen Turner is 71. Here's another twofer you're going to need to get ready to watch, Dave. She played Joan Wilde in Romancing the Stone.
Oh,
come
yeah.
on. She was also the voice of Jessica Rabbit in Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Another one of my favorite movies. Again, that's probably why I really, really like her. Also, Ann Wilson is 75. obviously the singer of the rock and roll band Heart. She's incredible. Barracuda, obviously. Crazy on You, Magic Man, These Dreams and Alone are a few of their huge ones. Felicia Rashad is 77 today. Of course, she played Claire Huxtable on The Cosby Show. And then author Salman Rushdie is 78. A lot of things there. If you haven't read it, read him. Do so. Interesting stuff. And I think we've got Ben waiting in the wings. We don't have any celebrity birthdays to hit up, I don't think. But if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary today, please celebrate yourself and your loved ones and just give yourself a pat on the back. Buy yourself an ice cream cone. Whatever it is that you love, do so. Celebrate yourself because you know what? It's your day to be king and queen.
Exactly.
Anywho, looking forward to hearing from Ben Brownlee about all the amazing stuff going on over the weekend.
Yes, we are. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. Coming up, we have Ben Brownlee to talk about why weekends are best in the Baraboo area, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hungry for a delicious deal? Pizza Ranch in Baraboo has you covered. For just $20, grab a medium pizza, small cheesy ranch sticks, and our famous cactus bread. Or, if you're feeding a crowd, get two large pizzas for only $25. Your choice of single topping or specialty. It's a deal made for sharing. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open, too. Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and make dinner easy and delicious tonight.
Good morning, Ben Brownlee from the Baraboo Chamber of Commerce. How are you doing today, sir?
Doing all right, Dave. We all survived the Big Top Parade.
Yes, we did, in all of its glory. And you can go back and watch it anytime you want on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page or evenings on Spectrum Cable Channel 10 and Antenna TV 43.
Sweet plug.
Yeah, I couldn't pass it up. It was a great parade, man. It was just, it went very well. A lot of work went into that with the Baraboo Big Top Parade Committee and the Chamber of Commerce and Circus World Museum and our local law enforcement in the city of Baraboo. I mean, it went off without a hitch.
Sure did. We were glad to see such a great crowd there. But the fun is not over, Dave. We've got a big calendar this weekend.
We do. Oh, my goodness. Where do we start?
Well, just because I know Emily's listening, we got to start with the night market they're going to have at The Vault. Now, local folks will remember it as Wells Fargo or maybe even First National Bank.
Yep. Because
now it's the home of Weikert Great Dave Realty. But they're going to have a night market tonight, 5 to 9 p.m. They're actually having live music like all afternoon. They're going to have vendors 5 to 9 p.m. tonight. That's 502 Oak Street.
Yeah, right below the Max FM studios.
Indeed. Try not to make too much noise up there, Dave.
I will try to behave. Well, I will not be there this afternoon, unfortunately. So,
when we also have, of course, because it's Thursday night in the summer, we have concerts on the square. Mad City Funk will be performing at 7 p.m. on the courthouse lawn. Looks like a beautiful night for an outdoor concert.
It does. There'll be some great food. As a reminder, Oak Street will be closed in the 500 block between 3rd and 4th Street and Avenue from 4 to 9 p.m. as well.
All right, let's spin it forward to Friday. Another local favorite, annual favorite, the Native American Artifact and Antique Show. That's going to be going on Friday and Saturday. This is an all-day event happening out at Ho-Chunk Gaming. It's going to be from 9 until 5. It's an exciting event for the collectors out there. This is their 42nd annual.
Whoa, that sounds like a great event.
All right. Time for live music. We got lots of it Friday night. We've got, of course, as always, Bob McNerlin and or Todd Madlin over at Zeman's Friday night, 5:30 to 8:30. Also, we have a great performing artist, Kaylin Cole, performing at Balanced Rock Winery Friday night. That's going to be from 6 until 8:30. And then it's time to rock Van Halen tribute. The group is called Completely Unchained. They will be rocking out to Van Halen at Legacy Dinner Theater at 7 p.m. Friday. Now, Dave, I have to ask you, are you a David Lee Roth guy or a Sammy Hagar guy?
Oh, that's a tough one. I like them both, really. I'll be honest with you.
I always say the same thing. I know it's a cop-out, but I like both eras equally.
I do. I have to say both eras were just equally as good in my opinion. So, yeah, I love the music in general. So I know it sounds like a cop-out, but I love them both.
So that's all kinds of fun Friday night. And then we got another big day Saturday. Of course, we got the Farmers Market. But the big event Saturday is the 60th, count them, 60 years of Art June. That, of course, is the Fine Arts Festival. It takes place on the courthouse lawn. That's going to be Saturday from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. And as you know, Dave, this is a big event.
Yes, it is. I mean, they fill up that whole courthouse lawn on Saturday.
So be sure to check that out. And also, if you're, looking to relax later on in the day, well, We've got some more live music for you. Saturday, Gem City Sideshow will perform at Balanced Rock Winery Saturday afternoon from 4 until 6:30. So you could just, you know, you could wrap up at Art June and head right on out to the winery. Another option for you, an act called Diamonds and Lead will be performing Saturday night at the Dells Barn Music and Events. That's going to go from 6 until 10. And also, we've got a local native, Abby Spencer. She's going to be performing Saturday night at Bronco Billy's from 6 until 9.
Some great music this weekend. Farmers Market in downtown Baraboo Saturday as well. So many things going on, Ben. Is there anything else you want to touch on?
Just a little bit of live music. If you're still in the partying mood, Sunday afternoon, Never Odd or Even will perform at Balanced Rock from 2 until 4:30.
So just stop on out for that. Enjoy some great beverages and some great music.
And of course, Dave, this is more of a members thing than a public thing, but the Chamber's got its golf outing coming up on Tuesday. And I know, unfortunately, you won't be able to join us, but you'll be thinking of us and we'll be thinking of you. But we're looking forward to seeing everybody out at the Baraboo Country Club. We're going to be there all afternoon on Tuesday. That's one of our fundraising events. And if I'll be one of the official witnesses, if anybody hits a hole in one, they can win a Ford F-150 from Don Larson.
Ooh, so that will be very cool. You can win a truck while golfing. It's always a great event. If I can make an appearance out there, I will. We're still working on some logistics and things like that, but I definitely will not be golfing. So,
gotcha. Well, I will cross my fingers that we see you in one way or another.
Sounds good, Ben. Well, we look forward to having you back with us next Thursday to talk about why weekends are best.
That sounds great, Dave. Thanks so much.
You are welcome. Weekends Are Best are brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hey, it's Trayton here. Ready to save big while treating the family to some pizza fun? At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, kids eat free every Monday through Wednesday. Yep, that's right. From 11 a.m. to close, one paying adult gets a free kids meal. Make this week memorable with a family night out. Bring the whole crew, grab some pizza, and let the kids enjoy a free meal. Only at Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open too. Come on over, relax, and let Pete's Ranch take care of dinner. See you there.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
99.7
99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. A week of war, and it's only intensifying.
Iranian missiles hitting multiple locations inside Israel today, including a direct hit on a medical building in southern Israel. Firefighters say apartment buildings were also hit.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. As President Trump considers military action unless there's a deal, there is word this morning that Iran will send its foreign minister to meet with European counterparts tomorrow in Geneva. Hackers possibly linked to Israel say they've wiped out $90 million from an Iranian crypto exchange. Well, this was fast. Hurricane Eric was a tropical storm one day ago and rapidly intensified into a Category 4. It just made landfall in western Mexico, downgraded to a Category 3, Acapulco now in a hurricane warning. Texas got rocked when a SpaceX rocket blew up on the pad. That's a sound from 2 miles away. You're listening to ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. A spokesman says UW system officials are astounded that Republican lawmakers are considering a proposed $87 million budget cut. In a statement, Universities of Wisconsin Director of Media Relations Mark Pitch says the cut in state funding would put access and affordability in deep jeopardy. A Shawano man faces federal charges for allegedly producing child pornography. 29-year-old Brandon Bugren is accused of creating several videos of himself and a toddler engaged in sexually explicit conduct. If convicted, Bugren faces a mandatory 15-year prison sentence and up to 30 years behind bars. And a Green Bay area community is trying to find out where a massive amount of